Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brian Shanahan, joined today by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh to talk about discussions between Kelowna and the Shiloh Church regarding annexation.
So we were approached probably about 3 months ago about the possibility of allowing their, they have water and wastewater on site there, about allowing them to connect to our municipal service, and is kind of a redundant system. As we explored some of those options, it was brought up about the possibility of annexation in of 200 plus acres into the city limits, and being able to provide through their system water and sewer to any future development. And during those discussions, some of the amenities and assets that they have on site there, whether it be lakes with a beach, buildings, maintenance facilities, amphitheater, ball fields, basketball courts, and so forth, were kind of thrown on the table, that what use could the city have for some of these things that are out there, and the potential of just deeding those over at no cost to the city at the time of transfer. So it's something that we... the council went into closed session at the last meeting, and they discussed and directed staff to, formalize a committee and see if how the public could utilize those spaces.
And then, so with the committee, how is that going to be made up, and where is that in the process?
So we'll look to have a meeting. We'll formalize that here probably tomorrow with Shiloh, but probably start next week. The committee we would look to have made up of public residents and also non-residents. This is a big project and affects more than just Kelowna. And then there's some groups that we would like to have a seat at the table too. Washington County Board of Supervisors, Washington County Public Health, potentially the Washington County Conservation Group, Mid Prairie School District, the YMCA of Washington County. Because there's just so much out there that we would like everybody to go through and see, if it could be utilized in some of the space, be kind of repurposed for other entities' use at the same time. So we'd like to have them go through it and kind of have a say in how we at least have some recommendations on how we move forward.
And then what started the whole conversations? I know that they were interested in tapping into the water. How did that kind of transition into annexation?
I think the biggest thing is, in an article last week in the news, they discussed that, their congregation is exploring opportunities and a plan for maybe a smaller, scaled-down church that would be maybe a little more size-appropriate for their congregation right now. And in those discussions, there's such a large facility, a campus that they've created out there, and how best to, maybe maintain some of what they have created and some of the buildings and so forth, and have some public good in the process. So it really kind of just organically evolved into, those discussions of what are you guys going to do with this if you do something someplace else within the community, and it lent itself to exploring.
Awesome. And then, so what is exactly the timeline, or what's the next step moving forward for the city?
I think the timeline is to just consistently be able to progress through the discussions and engage the public and see what the input is from the public as we go through. I'd really hate to say a month, 2 months, 6 months, we're going to have something done. But, I think when it feels right and it gets brought back to the council at that point, we'll be able to have some of those boxes checked that are kind of unknowns right now and allow them to make a decision, and also allow Shiloh to kind of know what the plan in the future entails for, some of the land that they currently own.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're joined by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh to talk about discussions between Kelowna and the Shiloh Church regarding annexation. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brian Shanahan with KCII News.